On the show today, we have Westara Credit Union's very own Michelle Burke. She is the Vice President of Mortgage Lending there, and we are breaking down the mortgage landscape with some of her key insights for credit union members and then also home buyers and home sellers out there. It's a totally different world out there than it was this time last year, and Michelle has it all for us, so check it out. Before we get into today's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to CUNY Mutual Group's annual Discovery Conference coming up August 11th. This year's Discovery is jam-packed with experts discussing hot topics such as cryptocurrency, economic outlook, overdraft protection programs, cybersecurity, and financial well-being for all. So don't forget to register today. Now, on to the interview. To give us all the information on the mortgage lending landscape, we have Westara Credit Union's very own Michelle Burke. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You are welcome. You are the Vice President of Mortgage Lending there at Westara. And I just want to start out the conversation, like, how are things going in the mortgage lending market these days? Because it's a little bit different than it was this time last year, would you say?
Very different. It's a roller coaster. Anybody that's been in mortgages knows that there's ups and downs. And now we're at the bottom of the dip. It'll come back up, but definitely staying busy with a lot of other activities.
Good.
And yeah.
Good, good. So how should people, because I mean, we're kind of breaking down the mortgage landscape with some of your key insights for credit union members and then obviously home buyers and home sellers. Again, how, like you said, how the roller coaster, you know, how we're all on this ride. My gosh, what a ride it is for sure, especially the last few years. So having said that, so how should people prepare for home shopping and buying in a still a pretty competitive market out there?
Yeah, I think that the key is that they need to consult with a mortgage lender, a loan officer early in their process to make sure they're prepared for it. Understand what they can qualify for, because what they could qualify for in December, if they got pre-approved in December, they may not qualify for that today. It's a huge difference when you have interest rate increases of more than 2% that impacts them quite a bit. And just, you know, understanding what their options are for down payment, and then, you know, connecting, if they don't have a realtor, connect them to a trusted advisor to take them down that real estate shopping journey. and when they're going into those conversations with their realtors, to be prepared for, you know, still possibly offering more than the asking price, possibly covering some appraisal gap. At one point, probably, you know, a few months ago, those appraisal gaps were huge. It seems to be shrinking just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so the market is starting to turn a little bit. We have more inventory. Yeah. And so needing to cover those appraisal gaps isn't as important as it was a few months ago, but still that might be something that's on the table that they need to be prepared for. It depends on how much they want that house.
Yeah.
And offering longer occupancy times, letting the sellers stay in the house for up to 60 days after closing at no cost is something that people have negotiated in order to get their offer to be accepted.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes. It's so different now than that's why I said, how's it, you know, compared to this time last year, it's completely different for sure. So why do credit unions have such a competitive advantage in this market right now? Because I mean, obviously rate wise, they've always kind of been there on the forefront. What else is out there for them as far as taking advantage of what's out there?
Right. One of the things that we're able to offer that not as many lenders are is adjustable rate mortgages. Now, some people are a little bit afraid of ARMs and that they hear from the financial crisis that, ARMs are bad. Well, these are not the ARMs of 2006, 2008 timeframe. These are fixed for a period of time, you know, 5, 7, 10 years, and then they start adjusting after that. So you have a period of time where you are, you're fixed in what your payment is, and it is secure. Mm-hmm. And that might make sense for some people, especially if they're like, oh, well, I'm only going to be there for 5 years. I'm going to be there for 10 years, or more than likely, I'm going to want to refinance and do an addition on my home, or there's something different that they may want to do.
Yeah.
So having an adjustable rate for that period of time will help them. They'll have a lower rate because adjustable rate mortgages are lower than the fixed rates. They can then qualify for more, but they can still meet their financial goals.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the big things that we're able to do. We have some portfolio products that are a little bit unique that, you know, some other aren't able to offer as well.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting situation we're in today. And speaking of situation, what's on the top of everyone's mind is the rate situation. So can you talk to us a little bit about the rate situation today? Talk about a roller coaster.
Well, my crystal ball says that they could go up, they could go down. More than likely, we're going to still see some increases before it comes back down. Every time the Fed raises their rate, I think the next one they're predicting is going to be about 0.5%. Mm-hmm. That even though that's not tied directly to mortgage rates, it does impact other things in the market and other rates within the market that do have an influence on our mortgage rates. So there's a lot of uncertainty right now, obviously, and the inflation numbers came out today, I think it was 9.1%, which is up again. And the Fed with raising rates was hoping that that would bring that back down. But until inflation gets in check and stops going up, I think that we're going to continue to see the interest rate increases, unfortunately. And we'll be looking at different ways to help people, you know, get into homes and try to make it affordable.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of creative avenues out there. And then another place that credit unions can really come in as well, you know, for folks that might be having a little bit, because I mean, this time last year, if you were getting into a house, especially with rate wise and compared to this time this year right now, I mean, you might be paying $1,000 more in a monthly payment in some instances. So that's a big difference. And that probably keeps a lot of people from like, you know what, maybe we should wait and maybe rates will come back down in a year or so, maybe, who knows. But I mean, is that kind of what's going on in your murky crystal ball? Most of ours are murky right now.
I think there are some buyers that I have really pulled out because they realized that I don't want to pay $1,100 more a month you know, whatever it may be. And there's also sellers that are holding on to those homes because they have a 2.5% or 3% interest rate on their mortgage. They, even though they may want to move up or they can afford to move up to a more expensive home, their buying power is less, and they'd be going from a 2.5% rate up to 5.5%.
Yeah, who wants to do that? No.
Right. Yeah. And so there just the uncertainty there. And they're also, I think people are worried about the home values because they've been going up. And a lot of people have been asking me, well, do you think the same thing is going to happen in 2008? We're going to crash. No, I don't think we're going to crash. There's completely different circumstances that was around greed, a lot of greed, you know, between, you know, the lenders as well as home buyers that they were purchasing homes that they really couldn't afford and, you know, right out of the gate. And so that demand was different than the demand now. There's different circumstances. So I think it's going to temper in the Denver market. I think we're going to be a little bit safer from property values dropping. There are probably some nationwide that will see a little bit of a decline, but nothing like we saw in 2008. Yeah, or at least that's my opinion.
No, I completely agree with you. Completely agree with you. So, and I keep thinking about when you're talking about rates, I mean, especially if you're a first-time home buyer and you see the rates going up and it's a little scary, but go talk to your parents or even your grandparents and go, hey, you know what? What were you paying back in the day? You know, 10%, 11%, or you were just, you were screaming from the mountaintops if you got anything under 10%, you know, it's like, yay, I got, you know, 8%. Are you kidding me? I mean, that was like, we were, you know, dancing in the streets if we got something like that. So, I mean, it's all depends on your viewpoint of what's great and what's not so great as far as rates go these days.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's not go back to 1983 when it was 18%.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So what's the bottom line here, Michelle? So what can credit unions do? What should members be doing and all that? What's the 9 yards here? What are we looking at?
Well, I guess it depends on, you know, what your goals are. So if it's to purchase a home, like I said, talk to a lender, see what your options are and see if there's something that's out there that you can afford. And if there isn't right now, then work with that lender to and your loan officer to make a plan. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you need to have a larger down payment. If you have 3% saved right now, if you have another 2% saved, you know, that you have private mortgage insurance, but that mortgage insurance goes down. So it makes it a little bit more affordable. Mm-hmm. You know, you could look at we have some piggyback financing. So you don't have mortgage insurance, but you have a first and a second together. Okay. And so then you are able to avoid that mortgage insurance. Sometimes it makes more sense to do the mortgage insurance. Your monthly payment is less than it is with a second mortgage. It just kind of depends. You got to do the numbers and, and calculations. Yeah. If you are someone that has a home and you haven't refinanced in the last couple of years for one reason or another, it's if you had maybe a higher risk loan in the past, if there was a bankruptcy, we still have options for that.
So
you still be able to refinance. Especially if you wanted to go into an adjustable rate mortgage where you're fixed for, 5, 7, or 10 years and get a little bit lower interest rate, that might help you along your journey. Or if you're looking to do home improvements, debt consolidation, we have HELOCs and second mortgages.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm. Our HELOCs are so popular right now. We're really having a lot of people that will call to inquire about a refinance, that they have something that they want to accomplish with their home, or they want to redo their kitchen or something.
Yep.
Before, 2 years ago, we would have done a cash out refi.
Mm-hmm.
We would have redone the whole thing. Well, now that doesn't make sense. So we're offering them HELOCs.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because what's happening out here in Southern California is that, I'm going to say everybody, but a lot of people are redoing rooms in their homes, kitchens, spare bedrooms, backyard landscape. There's so much going on because everyone has this extra money in their home. The equity is obviously gone way up. So people are taking money out and, improving their homes. And so what's happening out here is there's a supply demand, there's labor demand. So, it's really hard actually to get things. If you want to improve your home right now, now is actually not a good time to do it, because everybody is strained. Everyone is stretched so thinly out there, supply wise, labor wise, all sorts of things. So it's really an interesting time right now. But like you said, though, it's really smart to be doing that. But I'm just telling you what's going on out here, especially in San Diego. It's really kind of a challenge to get stuff done if you want to improve your home.
Yeah, I think the same's true here. My husband is in construction and they're booked out into 2023.
Wow. Good for, well, good and for you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. So they're really staying very busy and juggling a lot of projects at once.
Yeah. We're doing some stuff to our kitchen and it may not be done for 3 months.
Are
you kidding me? So anyway, this is fantastic information. Anything else to add here, Michelle? Cause we could probably talk for another hour at least on mortgage lending and what's going on out there, but anything else to add to wrap up?
Don't get shocked by all of the headlines, because it seems like every day, the first thing I do is I open up Google and I see what it has to say, what's going on. And it was like, oh, rates are up, rates are down, property values are increasing. Oh, they're going to drop. And so there are a lot of shocking headlines that are out there, but you actually read into it. It's, they might be saying, oh, this happened by this percent, but it's really, it's not as significant. And so, really read those articles that have these little bit more of shocking headlines. And I think that's important, and don't let it scare you away.
Right.
And then talk to a mortgage professional that really has that broader knowledge and experience with the industry and can help advise.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, because I'm coming from the journalism world. We're trying to get eyes on our things. So there's going to be a lot of shocking headlines just to get your eyes, a lot of clickbait, as so to speak. So, yeah. So,
right. Yeah. So no shade on you at all.
No, we're fine.
But I'm like, read the actual article, not just the headlines and to see what the meaning is behind it.
Couldn't agree more. All right, Michelle, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for your time today. Great information, ton of takeaways here. So we're,
thank you.
We are pleased as punch to have you on the show and look forward to having you back on whenever you want. But love this stuff. So,
all right, sounds good.
Keep up the good work there at Westera. Well done.
All right. Thank you.
You are.